The Toast Match Interview.
Time for us to go inside the Cat Rooms where Patrick Dangerfield's been good enough to join us. Paddy, Kingy, Benny Cass, Neilty and Pete Ryan from The Age joining you from the K-Rock Hub. Have you been able to put your finger on how it went wrong this evening?
Look, Neilty's comments around building the ball up, maintaining possession, that's how we play. And the team that generally wins plays the game on their terms more often than opposition, and Port really smashed us in that area tonight.
Did you get a sense early that it was just something was off?
We had opportunities. It was just probably at different stages, lowering the eyes and then taking opportunities when they present, and then Port just sort of, continued to gain that ascendancy, kick some vital goals at important times. And we just weren't able to nullify that.
Paddy, look, mate, you guys are a proud group. You've got some unbelievable footballers in that group, and you've led the side, with Joel for a long time, and with Tom Hawkins, those sorts of things. You've got some players that maybe haven't been around as long, like a Brad Close who battled all night tonight. We thought he was pretty good. Jack Henry down back, he was playing pretty well. What does it look like forward, mate? How does yourself and Joel and Tom Hawkins and these guys get around these blokes and give them some hope leading into next week?
Well, I suppose you call on past experience for us, and we're in the same position last year. So it's one thing to reflect on the game, reflect on the season, but you've got to pretty quickly focus on the controllable. So, there's definitely things, as there is every game, that we can take from this one and the learnings that we can take, but we're in the same position where we're outplayed by a Port Adelaide side that was ruthless. They were the same last year. So the challenge for us is to compartmentalise it, focus on one of the Sydney teams that will play. And that's the challenge ahead. And it's one that, because we've been here before, you can call on that past experience that you can learn, but we can't afford to dwell.
Really, really well answered, and some great advice there for your teammates. We were looking at, we thought the Port midfield probably were on top for most of the night. You guys had your chance. We thought they worked really hard. There was a lot of outnumbering done by them. But we didn't go searching for positives, but we did feel, particularly in that third quarter, when they had all the momentum, but you actually sort of stopped a run on, at least on the scoreboard, whereas last week when Melbourne got it, that was unstoppable. Was there anything learnt from the Melbourne game you brought into that? Did that come into it at all?
Well, it certainly did with our sort of our thinking at three-quarter time. We've been in this position all but reverse, so the challenge ahead was to try and score quickly. So, you can take the last quarter with a bit of a grain of salt, because you've got to, there's no point losing by 10 points in a game like this and protecting. You just got to leave it out there and give it a red-hot crack. So, and we started to play more of our brand, but we just couldn't turn that into, scoring ascendancy, if you will, in that third. So, look, there's little things that we can certainly pick off and say, we've executed as well. And as you said, like, Jack Henry was just fantastic. And we've just got to make sure that the success for us this year has been the even spread. And we were just a bit off tonight. And it's a reality that we experienced last year. So we've got to put that in the back burner pretty quickly, because time waits for no one at this stage. And we've worked too hard. We've put in the work. We've won the games to, put us in a position to win. And I think a hallmark of Geelong Footy Club for a long time has been our resilience and ability to respond after, at different stages, disappointing performances and different disappointing results.
We're speaking with Geelong star Patrick Dangerfield. He's Pete Ryan on K-Rock Footy.
Bad luck tonight, Paddy. Alir, how much did his performance early, throw you off the game and the way you wanted to play?
He was pretty average, wasn't he, Pete?
Yeah.
He was magnificent. There's a reason he's been named, the All-Australian centre-back. So we didn't help our forwards with the way that we kicked the ball in at different stages. So there's always it's never one reason whilst why a good player beats you. There's a There's a myriad of different things. Port pressured well around the ball, so we didn't, you know, get the entries that we would have liked, and then made it difficult at times for our guys ahead of the ball. And Aliers, he's a quality player. He reads the game well and marks really well, and clearly is an integral part of how they play. So, you know, we'll look to improve on that, and you know, the sides that we play, you know, depending on who wins, they'll have an intercept player that's really important for the way that they construct their offense from their defensive end.
And just watching the game, it seemed that, and I'm not sure how you felt on the field, there were quite a few uncharacteristic Geelong, just fumbling errors, drop marks, turnovers that seemed to result in goals, which are things that I imagine you can clean up reasonably easily in a sense.
I know the drop mark you're talking about.
Well, it was that one, great. Obviously, but there were a few. You weren't alone.
Yeah, no, but, you know, it's a presence of mind, and that's one thing. It depends how you look at it, I suppose. You drop the mark, you're happy with your positioning on the field of play, you've just got to execute the skill. So, you know, that happened throughout the night clearly, and, you know, you mark those that ball in different, you know, periods of play, and it gives you an opportunity to then set up your offense and you know, play our brand. And too often tonight, you know, we didn't execute that skill, and then Port had the game on their terms. So that's the challenge ahead, to, you know, to play it with our brand for longer than the opposition. And that just didn't happen tonight. But, you know, as I said, we've been in it before, so there's no point crying over spilt milk and dwelling on what we could have done. It's about, right, I own it, we're going to learn from it, and we're going to look to execute the Geelong brand that we know we have.
Paddy, how much were you impacted by your finger or your hand? It seemed to be sort of heavily taped. Have you got much of an issue
No, it's just wear and tear this time of the year. I mean, is that Neilty?
No, yeah, that's Ben Cass, mate.
Sorry, Benny. Yeah, just wear and tear this time of the year, so more struggling than I'd like, but that's AFL footy, isn't it?
So what's your plan from now, Paddy? When do you head to Perth?
At this stage, first thing tomorrow. So we've sort of been room bound, back to the hotel now, obviously, out first thing. I think we're based at Fremantle. We've had the other sort of playing contingent that flew over, I think, during our game this afternoon. So we'll meet up with them, and unsure sort of the conditions that we're sort of in regards to the quarantine and ability to train and those sorts of things. But I think we'll get greater clarity on that, you know, once we land and move forward there.
Paddy, the 1983 Bellarine Football League Grand Final produced some good progeny out of some of the players when you've got Dangerfield, Wines and Boak running around in the midfield of an AFL game.
Yeah, all we needed was Ryan O'Keefe to play an extra few seasons. So, yeah, it's special. It's special to have that connection, particularly with Trevor. We went to school together. He was, unfortunately, for Geelong people, he was phenomenal tonight for Port Adelaide. But you know, he gets better with age, Trav.
Yeah, unbelievable. Pity that raid didn't work when the boys went over a few years ago.
Never know, we might try it again.
Oh, wow, there's a story. Paddy, we really do appreciate your time. Commiserations, but as you did point out, we're in a similar situation. Still got to win three games of footy to win a flag, and that was the situation you were coming in. You just obviously don't get the week off, and we pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and go again potentially next week in Perth against the Swans or the Giants. Appreciate your time. Travel safe, and look forward to seeing you in action next Friday night.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate the time.
Patrick Dangerfield, good enough to join us from down in the vanquished Geelong rooms. Yeah, I forgot about that. Ryan O'Keefe's dad was in that Anglesey team,
really?
As well. Yes.
Incredible. Some good things in the water there. Some good things. That's really good for. I know people say it's part of his job, but that's tough work because he will be feeling terrible. He's just lost a qualifying final. He'd have great expectations of himself in particular. He didn't play well, and he spoke about own it, move on. Let's get the learnings quickly.
Don't dwell on it.
Yeah, that's good. The post-match interview.